ceremony performed by the Grill Grill people remembers events surrounding Cyclone Tracy, which devastated Darwin in northern Australia. Aborigines saw the 1974 disaster as a warning from ancient spirits that their culture mustn't be allowed to wither and die in the face of European colonization. The spirits were said to have imparted new songs and dances aimed at maintaining the diversity of indigenous culture, and the warm and artistic tradition was born. It's based in the Kimberley region of Western Australia, home of the Grill Grill. Its artists are renowned for their use of natural ochre and pigments on canvas. For the first time, Warman rituals have been performed in Eastern Australia at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. The gallery, over the next few days, is hosting special events to showcase Aboriginal traditions. Hetty Perkins, a senior curator at the gallery, says the benefits of the Warman art tradition have been immense.
You know, we suffer from some of the worst health statistics, for instance, in any developed nation in the world. And art is, for many of our people, the only form of income that's possible, particularly in remote area communities. It's really the only form, aside from, you know, welfare, that's coming into those communities. So it's an absolutely vital part of community life. But more than that, it's vital to the spiritual sustenance and well-being of our people.
More than 200 years after European colonisation began, Aborigines make up less than 2% of Australia's population, but suffer disproportionately high rates of ill health, unemployment and imprisonment. Most Aborigines live in urban areas, where the effects of drugs and alcohol have devastated families and communities. The government has spent millions of dollars addressing the chronic problems, yet still Indigenous communities languish at the bottom of society. Although for some, art has reignited cultural pride and provided economic independence. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.